what do you call all kinds of stuff like Mrs. grows beans and beets and corn and all that stuff together?
What do you call it?
No, not cooked together. I mean, what?
Straw.
Well, I don't mean fixed together. I mean, kind of the term that would include everything, like not cooked together, but like anything that's beans or peas or corn or tomatoes and squash. All these things are. They're not fruits and they're not meats. They're.
Dead.
Right. Would you have another name for them depending on whether you bought them or grew them at home? You still call them the same or different?
I'd call them homegrown vegetables. I wouldn't be the only difference I'd make.
What would you call a small plot near the house where you grow vegetables?
Garden.
What is the pretty southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs, and it's made out of ground corn and boiled and served with salt and pepper and butter? We were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's
You said you made it in the big black pot in the backyard.
Hominy.
Yeah. What's the starch that's made from the inside of a grain raised either in Louisiana or Arkansas or Texas, and Chinese and Japanese people eat it an awful lot? We eat it with chopsticks.
Oh, rice.
It's so hard to describe something so that you know what I'm talking about without saying it myself, which is what I do. What are some of the names for non-tax paid alcohol that are used around here?
Some of the names. Different brands?
Well, the kind that's, I guess, homemade. What are some of the things that it's called?
Oh, I see. Some people call it, well, if I'm getting that right, some people call it popsicle.
Uh-huh.
Some people call it sugar whiskey, Mountain Dew, or there's several more names.
Do you have a name for it if it's bad, if it's, you know, if it's not clean and it's really low quality? What do you call it?
Yeah, they have quite lots of names, and some of them I wanted to to express myself. Yeah.
What do you call the sweet, sticky stuff that you put on flapjacks?
Well, you make the syrup.
What's the difference in syrup and molasses?
Well, the molasses comes from a seed on the soil, and the syrup comes from a tree.
Do you use one for the other? I mean, would you put molasses on your flapjacks?
Yes, it's very good, and I prefer to maple syrup myself.
But it's a different thing.
Yes, it comes from a different source, you know. Right. It comes from the soil. That's like it's crust, you know. Right. It's crust out. Well, we talked about that the other night when they have a cane mill, you know, and that's where it comes from. New Hampshire, I think, where the sugar syrup, they chip the trees there as they do in the South Georgia at turpentine in the spring. Hang the buckets there. It's not good to eat. It's a little too sweet for me to be private to make it syrup.
If, I know they have, sometimes they have imitation maple syrup and things like that, but some,